Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
At lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will...
Craziness in Baltimore. National Guard had to be called up. Roving gangs attacking police. It's nasty, folks. Hey, Kay Delaney, America Tonight. A slice of what's going on. Hopefully not in your backyard. It'd be tough to take that because, you see, Baltimore is one of those cities that was failing miserably in the 80s, but it was built back up. People had a lot of pride, and now they are tearing it down, throwing bricks and stones and Molotov cocktails at the cops. So what do? You got to call out the National Guard. The Maryland governor said, I have no choice. The Baltimore Orioles are told, we can't have a game. It's too risky. Camden Yards, woo. It could be set ablaze. So we're not going to do that. SWAT had to be called in. Loretta Lynch, the new attorney general, is already investigating. It's bad news, folks. Bad news. And this is on the heels of Freddie Gray's funeral. This is no way to honor him. It's ridiculous. Rioting, destroying police cars, injuring police. And the police are trying to multiply as fast as they can because they're trying to stop the looters and the rioters and anybody else who wants to rip apart that city. But you only have so much manpower before you run out. What would you do? Imagine you are in charge. Everything is swimming. Everything's going along as planned. Boom, boom, boom. One, two, three. It's like clockwork. And suddenly your world is pulled apart when you hear the name Freddie Gray and you know that police apprehended Freddie Gray and his spinal cord was severed and he didn't last very long after that. So they have a funeral for Freddie Gray, of course. Of course. Not even 27 years old. And it's another African-American guy. And the investigation is, did the cops do the right things? They're suspended six of them without pay, which is normal procedure. So this isn't related to, we think he's guilty, that's why we're doing it. This is normal, standard operating procedure, as they say. SOP. But unfortunately, it's becoming standard operating procedure to wreak havoc, set things on fire, and destroy lives in the aftermath of something like Freddie Gray, of a funeral for Freddie Gray. 15 cops injured. Necessary? No. Of course not. 27 people arrested. Looters on the rise. An awful, awful situation. Speaking of awful, as sadly one of our cities burns, in Nepal it's about picking up the pieces. You have people walking around in circles. They don't know what to do with themselves. They believe the death toll will hit maybe 5,000. It's at 4,300 already. Listening for cries or screams or anything. Anything that the searchers can come across, but not right now. They're finding more bodies. It's like they're in a constant crematorium because that's what you smell on the streets, sadly. Landmarks, historic landmarks destroyed. Families ripped apart. People trapped on Mount Everest. And four Americans dead. 7.8 on the Richter scale, my friends, does that to lives. We've pumped in a million. we're sending aid workers over. Rough. The Supreme Court is set to hear same-sex marriage arguments. This is gigantic, to say the least. There are many people who are overjoyed that this day has come, and there are others who are dreading it. The Supreme Court, just 2 years ago, struck down part of a federal law that denied government benefits to legally married same-sex couples. But that veil was lifted. So in 2013, United States versus Windsor decision didn't address the state marriage bans, but lower court judges across the country, you know what they did with just a couple of exceptions, said the ruling wanted to make them invalidate state laws that forbid gay and lesbian couples from marrying. The number of states that allow same-sex marriage is growing, believe it or not. Growing. One-third of the states permitted same-sex marriage. Same-sex couples can marry in 36 states and the District of Columbia. Two issues. Two relatable issues. It would expand marriage, the marriage rights of same-sex couples. So do same-sex couples, it's a question a lot of people are talking about, do same-sex couples have a constitutional right to marry, or can states continue to do the defining marriage as the union of a man and a woman? Boy, it's tangled. It is tangled what happens here with the justices. They have to hear extended arguments that will run 2.5 hours. And the cases, the couple of cases come before the court from Kentucky, Michigan, Ohio, and Tennessee, all had their marriage bans upheld by the Federal Appeals Court in November in Cincinnati. And the appeals court is the only one that has ruled in favor of the state since 2013. Did you know that? Bet you didn't know that. So needless to say, lots of people are gathering outside the Supreme Court. Same-sex couples say that preventing them from marrying is just like a past ban on interracial marriage. Supreme Court struck that down in 1967. And states argue, and you've heard this, that they have always set the rules for marriage. That's it. And voters in many states have backed, sometimes pretty much overwhelmingly, the majority, changes to their constitutions to limit marriage to a man and a woman. We've seen politicians who have flipped on this. First they are, then they're not, and then they're, oh yeah, unions, yes, marriage, no. But you can't duck this. The Supreme Court can't duck this question, so what will they decide? It'll be interesting, because some of what they're dealing with could go back on them on rulings they had. Bans in 14 states could survive. If the court limits its ruling to requiring states to recognize same-sex unions, couples in states without same-sex marriage, I guess they could get married elsewhere then, demand recognition at home. So, I mean, there's some big questions that are floating around that are applicable in lots of backyards across this nation. If you want to weigh in, you can. 855-266-5283. What do you think the court says? Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. places. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Gary, going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
What does a tornado sound like when it is barreling down towards you? We're going to let you hear that in just a few moments. It's horrific if you're in its path or if your house is or your car, anything. Certainly human life is the bigger deal. But I was looking at more video of this, and I was just absolutely blown away, pardon the pun, by some of this video I saw, and I've watched a lot of things with storm chasers, meaning a lot of different types of tornadoes, and this tornado was something else. I think we have it. Patrick E., our technical director, might be able to call that up for us. Patrick, do we have that tornado in the studio?
Not the actual tornado, but we have the recording of it.
Well, thank goodness, because then we wouldn't be talking to you, brother. All right, let's hear it. Man. Oh. Oh. Brutal. Oh, nasty. Dorothy couldn't have survived that. No. Couldn't have survived that tornado. Tornadoes touching down.
Oh.
Holy. On Sunday, black cloud formations. Dallas, not far from our studio. Extremely dangerous. A mile-wide tornado, too. Hear that? Oh, no kidding.
How far away is that? 100 yards?
think I like that part the most. When they try to guess how far it is, and say, how far is that, about 100 yards? And you're talking about a tornado.
I know. Brother, I can touch it. Can't you feel it? It's almost pulling us in. 100 yards. I'd be 1,000 yards away from that in the opposite direction. Wow. That is crazy. A mile wide, Patrick. And for all of you listening, that's what that tornado was you just listened to. You were in a mile wide tornado. It hit, that one hit north central Texas. It was nasty. Knocked out 30,000 people's power in Texas. Brutal. It went through the town of Rio Vista and moved east into parts of Johnson County. It was nasty. It was spotted like around 10:44 near Covington and near Cleburne State Park. I've been there many times. That's about 25 miles south of Fort Worth. I mean, that's a bad situation because here's what you have happen. A semi-trailer truck, boom, gone, overturned, roofs blown off, roads flooded. Pretty bad damage. And then one of my favorite places to go, and you should put this on your bucket list if you're ever anywhere near this place, and it's not too far from Fort Worth, Texas, and it's called Dinosaur Valley Park. They had tennis ball size hail near Glen Rose and that park. And then they described it as softball size because they're really giving you the size of it near Stephenville. So those cars pretty damaged. People, hopefully, not as much because there was no deaths reported, which is a miracle. But it was violent, and you were inside that tornado, and that's what it sounded like. I don't know how these guys chase these tornadoes. I don't. I don't know how they do it. They must be white-knuckling it when they're going after the tornadoes. Or they just feel like they can get close enough. Get close enough to it that you can see it, but they're not in the middle of it, I suppose. I mean, in other words, they think 100 yards out is far enough, not for me. I mean, just no way. No way. All right, I think we have Dan in our virtual green room, or his virtual green room. He's probably cooking a steak, and he's got to take his headsets off, and I hope he has a joke for us. I'm not even sure. I think Izzy gave up and ran to go get another root beer. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, we'll get you, I promise. 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. It's just that easy. Dan, are you with us?
Yeah, I'll join Izzy in that root beer. That sounds pretty good. Hey, I just got through about 15 minutes ago of nickel-sized hail. A river on the right side of my property and a lake in my front yard.
Wow.
It came down like there was no tomorrow. We had about 45-mile-an-hour winds, nickel-sized hail. It just came down, I mean, huge, huge, light up
nasty.
The entire sky with lightning. Okay, I got a few things I want to run down to you. Okay, on this rioting, if we had a white president in the White House, he might order a little thing called Stoop to Kill for anybody that's rioting. Which should be done. Yeah, that's how you end a riot. You stop. You see somebody looting a store, you just shoot every single one of them right in the head and kill them dead. It stops one time. As soon as people start dropping dead, there ain't no more rioting. They go home thinking, wow, Jimmy got shot. Okay, another thing, there isn't going to be any jobs for these blacks next summer. That's going to go right down the tubes. Nobody's going to want to hire them because of the situation that they pulled off. When it used to be black as well, to marry,
sure.
You didn't want to marry me because of racial kids and all that. So, you know where I'm coming from. I mean,
right.
I was pro-black, and I've always been. You know, I'm good down with that. Okay, but this is ridiculous. I don't care if you're black, white, whatever. If you're rioting, order the National Guard to shoot to kill. Order the cops to shoot to kill, and you end the riot. This bull hockey that mayor put up, giving them permission to riot. And giving them space to riot, that is just pure democratic crap. Okay? Now, about these people there in Nepal, they're going to lose, anyhow, 10,000 people because even the ladder to the people that's at the base camp has been forced away, taken away, down the tubes. They're like being trapped on the roof, and no way to get down.
Yeah,
so
awful.
They put the helicopter. So you're going to have tragedy there. You're going to have potential of all kinds of disease breaking out with the situation of the sanitation and so on. It's going to be a nightmare for months and months and months.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, thank God spring and summer's just about here. At least they're not going to be in the middle of winter.
Freezing, yeah.
Now, on this gay thing, Connecticut, they can have all of them they want. They can all go to get married there in Connecticut, stay there in Connecticut, be happy to have, give them all one state, get the hell out of our lives and leave the rest of us alone. All right?
It should be a states thing, don't you think?
I think it should be a states thing, but
yeah, I think
it should be one state that we give to them and the rest of them go away and leave us free. Go to Connecticut, stay there, live free and die and all that good high hockey puck. You know, just forget it. This is a crock of crap. And now, what's the stop next? Already New Jersey doesn't have anything against you going to bed with your daughter. You know that? New Jersey says
that's bad.
Do that. Okay,
that's awful.
You can marry your daughter. You can marry your dog. This is what it's opening up to. You can have polygamy. You can have the whole nine yards of pure, putrid.
I see what you're saying. How far does it? Yeah.
And marriage is between a man and a woman. That's the way God intended it. That's the way nature does it. That's the way we do it. And all this other is just queer, pure bull. I won't go the rest of the way, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, Dan, did you know this? That Bruce Jenner is a conservative Republican, he said.
Hey, welcome to the club, Priscilla. I mean, by God, you know, we've got gay Republicans. You know, that's wonderful. Philip will be a happy little camper when he... The only thing is, he likes women. But
yeah.
I told you last night, he's just doing the rest of us male lesbians. We love women, too.
You're too funny, Dan. You are
okay.
Just so funny.
God bless. Love you. Jesse,
all right.
Jesse, you're up next. And Graham, I just finished off a great big old plate of mashed potatoes, butter, pork steak and peas. Talk about plum larrapin. I love that jambalaya idea, too. I mean, I'm an old Southern cook, and I love my jambalaya. But, man, I make some of the best doggone pork steak you ever taste in your life. I got a secret recipe. And,
pork steak. Yum. That sounds so good.
I love the fat. I had to have that midnight snack. It was just so good. Listen, Katie, I love you, and I'll talk to you later, babe. Bye.
All right. Thanks, Dan. The Supreme Court ruling is going to have a rippling effect. And here's what the thing. The states' rights, I go back to, I'm always going to go Tom Jefferson, because I think, frankly, the federal government has gummed up so much from A to Z. So the states were allowing the voters to weigh in on this. And now the Supreme Court, I think they're going to mess around with this, and I think it's going to be limiting as to what they do. So then I think it's going to bounce back probably to the states. I could be wrong on that, but it's a huge moment for the Supreme Court, without a doubt. Stay with us.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Free from the shackles of corporate America. We're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about GenStone. GenStone.
GenStone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone. Genstone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2% caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other child's wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Baby, won't you look at you now?
Welcome back to America Tonight. We talk about this a lot. What's going on with information that perhaps is being held back from us? A lot of intelligence. We've had former CIA folks on the show in the past. We've talked a lot about what happened in the wake of Ed Snowden, etc. And now recently the Project on Government Oversight released some of the government documents showing CIA staff, of course, working with Zero Dark 30 filmmakers and used some of the White House talking points about the intelligence that was used to locate Osama bin Laden. It's funny, I was just somewhere where I saw that movie again, I think for probably the third time, and of course we've had Leon Panetta on the show before. Larry Johnson is with us. We're thrilled to have him. He worked as a CIA intelligence analyst and State Department counterterrorism official, and he certainly has his ear to the ground and knows what's happening. And, you know, it's interesting to see some of the things that have fallen out since Zero Dark 30 broke a couple of years ago, and now some of that information that's you know, that we didn't know, that we're still hankering to know, and what was the big tug of war there. So kind of a long explanation, but again, thrilled to have Larry with us. Larry, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
My pleasure.
So tell me about, let's go back to that day when Leon Panetta go back to the Leon Panetta walking in with, I guess, he said that the SEALs were upset, apparently, when Panetta walked in with Mark Bull, who, of course, was one of the filmmakers for Zero Dark Thirty. And there is now this tug of war over public information and what should be made public, and as you know, two SEALs writing books and then getting some flack for that. So what do you know about Panetta and his role in the information to the filmmakers?
Well, he was helping facilitate the passing to them of information, some of which was inaccurate. I mean, some of it was misleading. But the point was that this gathering was a classified session. And in other words, only people with clearances were supposed to be there. And a friend of mine was there, and he said the SEALs began immediately trying to cover up their name tag when Panetta came in with what he described as the Hollywood people.
Well, and yet nothing blew back on Panetta. It was, oh, well, this isn't right. There's something, they're getting information or getting clearance from the CIA. But really, at the time, nothing really hit Panetta, did it?
Well, no. And this has been the story all along, that there is a dramatic double standard. And it doesn't only apply to the Obama administration. I mean, we saw it in the George W. Bush administration. And frankly, we've seen it in other presidential administrations, where the presidents, for political reasons, leak information that will help them politically. And it's classified information. And then they turn around and will provide the full weight of judicial prosecution against people, other intelligence officials or other national security officials who leaked information that the American people really had the right to know. And in doing so, it's designed to control the flow of information, but the control is only for political purposes.
So what does that do to the morale of the CIA analysts when that kind of stuff is happening?
Well, it destroys morale. There is no confidence. Everyone with a brain will know that the game is rigged, unfortunately. And, you know, this was what happened surrounding the whole Zero Dark Thirty movie was a total fiasco in and of itself. I mean, that movie presents a false narrative of what happened. You know, for example, tells the story that it was the female analyst at CIA that, broke the case. Well, that wasn't true.
Mm-hmm. And so that was misinformation.
Yeah, so that was misinformation. But it was the notion that the intelligence community was going to be harnessed to help push a Hollywood story that had no other purpose than to really burnish the image of the Obama administration. And I have a real fundamental problem with using intelligence information for such cheap political purposes.
Yeah, I mean, and isn't that the whole idea? Because now also there is so much of a pull to release information, and you know this because whatever came across your desk and things that you worked on, how can it be that we're able to put a net around what's going on with terrorism, especially now, but information is leaked out when it's convenient? That doesn't really work. Like you said, it's a double standard, but it's also terrible for the American people, isn't it? Damaging.
Well, the entire terrorism scare tactic is being used to get to frighten the American people into accepting limitations on their civil rights, on allowing the U.S. government to have almost unfettered access to their private communications, without having to get a warrant, without having to get a judicial decision. And it's all done in the name of fear. And yet, when, you know, there have been countless examples, both in the Bush administration and the Obama administration, where they have leaked information that is actually damaging from a national security standpoint, but it's been done for political reasons. So that's, you know, I've become a great cynic on this. It is it's always information with a purpose. And when I was involved directly in handling classified information, I quickly came to discover that sensitive information where you had widespread agreement in the government on its importance, that never leaked. It was only when there was a dispute or an argument between agencies and requests on what was important or what should be released that you saw leaks, or when you saw a political leader decide that they wanted to get information out that would help them look good. Those are really the two major things that have driven leaks. And then we have the examples of both Edward Snowden and then Chelsea Manning, Bradley Manning, which I put those in two different categories. Manning was just a bit disgruntled and frustrated by what he saw, and he dumped an enormous amount. Snowden, I personally think had legitimate reasons for doing what he was doing, because he saw that every other whistleblower that attempted to come forward at the National Security Agency and inform members of Congress and go through channels and try to alert people to what was going on, that they, in fact, ended up being prosecuted and persecuted.
Yeah, and Snowden, he'll never be allowed back in the United States without prosecution, will he?
Unless he's pardoned. But, you know, it's going to take some years to sort that out as far as recognizing that in many aspects, in the same way that Daniel Ellsberg and his leak of the Pentagon Papers, which clearly demonstrated how the American people have been lied to with respect to the Vietnam War, that information was kept from the American public for simply political reasons. And, you know, we've got over 58,000 names of dead Americans on the walls there at the Vietnam Memorial in Washington, D.C. And I think you can make the case that at least 28,000 of those names wouldn't have been there if the American people had known the information that Daniel Ellsberg leaked.
How sad is that? You know, you're talking about interagency cooperation after 9/11. That was supposed to get better. Do you think it's any better?
It's worse. Mm-hmm. It has become more truncated, more segregated. The other aspect is there is such a volume of information that's being gathered that it's really not humanly possible to absorb it and make use of it in an effective manner. So, you know, and consequently, we saw just in the last week the news that a drone strike carried out by the Central Intelligence Agency killed two hostages. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this has been, again, one of those, I'll call it the dirty little secret, that the average American assumes that the people at CIA know what they're doing and are operating with the best information. And the fact is just the opposite. You have people who are in positions of responsibility and have widespread authority, but are, you know, flat out ignorant about basic facts. A good friend of mine, Glenn Carl, who was a CIA case officer, he was sent to Morocco to interrogate a suspected financier of Al Qaeda. And he quickly discovered in the time of interrogating this individual that this guy was nothing of the sort. He was just a money guy who was in the wrong place at the wrong time. Yet, when Glenn returned to CIA headquarters and attempted to tell desk-bound analysts that they were wrong, they kept telling him he didn't know what he was talking about. Now, this was coming from analysts who had never been overseas, who had never interrogated anybody, and yet, in their arrogance, they just assumed that they knew better than he did.
Yeah, wow.
And that individual, by the way, was subsequently hauled to Afghanistan and tortured. And it was only after extensive torture that the agency finally came to his senses and realized he didn't have the information they thought he did.
Wow. So, Larry, we can catch your stuff at noquartersusa.net, right?
At noquartersusa.net. That's my blog.
Wow. The game is rigged. That's what you told us. I agree. Larry Johnson, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
America. Tell you what, if you take a snapshot right now, Baltimore is being snapped in half, and it's a darn shame. Seriously. Dan had a radical idea. Of course, you're not going to just shoot the people, but they are doing everything they can to try and knock them back. And knocking back the thugs includes rubber bullets and tear gas and anything that you can imagine where they can get right up to that line. And it's awful for the people who are law-abiding types who killed and scrimped and saved and did everything they could to try to make Baltimore a better place. And just like that, it's being torn apart. And even the family of Freddie Gray, I got to tell you, I'm impressed with them, really, because it's so heartfelt and sincere as they're going through what they're going through. They're saying, listen, stop it. And you can tell that's what they sincerely mean and want to see happen, of course, in their city. And it's a shame because it doesn't look like there's any end in sight at this point. Hopefully, between the National Guard with the riot gear, cops, and everything else, they'll be able to figure out a way to just stop this and shut this down and end the insanity in this week. You know, with the curfew, and if you're ignoring the curfew, it shows you they're thumbing their nose at whoever is going to do whatever they're going to do. And, yeah, it's a bad, bad situation. All right, what have we learned in this show besides that? That being inside a tornado is not fun, and tornadoes are so unpredictable, and this is tornado season, and it could be an extremely dangerous one for a whole lot of people. Plus, the Supreme Court making a big decision on gay marriage, something that'll be heavily talked about, I'm certain, on the campaign trail, because it's, along with immigration, it's one of the top five. And what the court decides to do, if the court strikes down the state bans, the ruling would invalidate any anti-gay marriage laws in the country. If the court limits its ruling to requiring states to recognize same-sex unions, couples in states without same-sex marriage could get married someplace else and then say, we want recognition for it. We want it to be recognized. So we'll see what happens. October to January, the justices first rejected appeals from states that were looking to preserve their marriage bans, then allowed court rulings to take effect even as other states appealed the decision. So the result is pretty much that the court essentially allowed the number of states with same-sex marriage to double. So there's like a whole validity thing here, and this is a big one. I mean, a big one for the Supreme Court to ultimately decide. And I talked to a couple of constitutional scholars and some other lawyer types, and I don't get a real feel for the court on this one, because, you know, there's been so much flip-flopping, and as much as somebody who wears the robe says they can be, you know, they can leave their own personal ideology aside, I just don't think that's true. I don't think it's true, because I think all of us have certain beliefs that are core to us that you carry, and maybe they can change a little bit. But, yeah, I think it's pretty tough to say, oh, I'm completely objective, and I'm just listening, going, weighing in on it. Mm-mm. And I just, I just got a couple of shots sent to me from Roland, who is there in Baltimore, and is showing me what a nightmare it is. And I'll tell you what, what's crazy is you have the police, and this is right now still like lined up, and they've got their shields and whatnot, and on the ground, just scattered booze everywhere and trash because of some of the liquor stores that were burst into and looted. And it's crazy. I've seen lots of different shots of riots, but I don't think I've ever seen the Boys in Blue line up the way they did with the shields all right in a row, almost looking like gladiators, but in the middle of it, just a giant trash heap. It's crazy looking, just to interject that there for a second. A couple of things to remind you about coming up later this week, as I've been asked questions about this. Yes, we do a weekly movie review. It happens at the tail end of the week. And if you go and see a movie and you review it, send me a quick review. Thumbs up, thumbs down. It was lousy. The acting was terrible. We left in the middle of it. The popcorn was the only good thing. Or it's the best movie I've ever seen in my life. Whatever it is, I'll send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. It's just that easy. That's all you have to do. Send it to us. Boom. That's it. So we do our cheap movie review at the tail end of the week, plus Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done, our Wednesday into Thursday show. A lot of people sending in some dumb things that they shouldn't have done. And I'm laughing because each week, and we've been doing this for, I don't know, I think 6 months, once a week, you just get more creative. I cannot believe the dumb things that people are doing, because we all do them, right? And I think in mentioning the whole thing about the talking to someone from the Genius Bar, which isn't that an interesting trick to tell you, yes, go to the Genius Bar to get anything you need for your iPhone. And somebody at the Genius Bar told me that the biggest problem they have with phones is that people, the iPhones, is that people drop them in toilets or they forget that they have them in their pocket and they jump in the water. So immediately, boom, there's the phone. There goes the phone. See all the problems, like first world problems they call them, right? See all the problems we have with the stuff, the technology we carry around with us. Remember when we didn't have any technology with us? So when you went out, the only way you could get a message was from an answering machine when you came home and checked your answering machine. And then they got really fancy on us, right? You could call your answering service, which I suppose you could do, but you could call your answering machine from afar. And then once technology hit that light speed, then all bets were off. Because then you really can't escape. Where are you? Unless you say, my phone just totally ran out of power, although they're trying to make it so that it doesn't run out of power quite as easily. It's tough to say that too as well, right? Unless you have one of those accidents that they were telling me about at the Genius Bar where you do the accidental drop thing. All right, so a couple of things to look forward to coming up later this week. And also, yes, we will get ready. I've now had three questions about Nail the Score, but Nail the Score is not going to happen until September. So you got plenty of time to think about the NFL draft, for example, that's coming up. If you're into football, and who your favorite team is going to pick, who's going to go tops in the draft, and what's going to happen there. And, of course, we'll let you know who went first in the draft, and we'll talk a little bit about the draft on a Thursday into Friday, because it is a big deal, and there's lots of you that pay attention to, oh, the silly games we play, and that would be the NFL. So we'll tell you what people or what teams went with and if they made trades or they made moves. How about this? I got this from Robbie Boy, who says, I've come up with a good idea to deter the rioters. Someone's got to put some ingenuity to work here. I grew up in Maryland. Baltimore turned around in the 70s. I know the right people that can move the city. Clean house. There you go. Clean house. That's part of the problem with the politicians there. Any thoughts? You know what to do. Send them my way, americatonight.net. Thanks for listening, everybody.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.